the 12th chapter, beginning to read at the first verse and reading through to the 14th verse. And this is the Lord instituting the Passover. And this is the sacred meal that Jesus will celebrate, but he will give it a profoundly new meaning. I may annotate the word from God in Exodus as I go along. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each person is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats." And we know that in ancient times, in Jesus' world, the lambs, the best lambs, were found in Bethlehem, where Jesus himself was born. "Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all of the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Lambs were brought to the temple. They were roasted, they were sacrificed, and then they were brought home. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs." We remember that's what the children of Israel did when they were enslaved in Egypt, that they took the blood of the lamb and they smeared it on the doorposts. And by that act, the angel of death spared the Israelite children. That same night, they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire along with bitter herbs to represent the bitterness of captivity and slavery under the Egyptian rulers, and bread made without yeast, because God called the people to leave immediately from Egypt, from bondage and slavery, and they did not have time to let the bread rise. They took unleavened bread with them. "Do not eat the meat raw or cooked in water, but roast it over the fire, head, legs, and inner parts. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it." We remember that in the wilderness, the children of Israel were given manna to eat, but they could not hoard or store it. And when they did, it turned rancid and sour on them. And that was to say that God will provide for your need in the moment. You need not hoard. "This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is a day you are to commemorate for the generations to come. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance." Our New Testament reading talks about the Passover, Jesus' final Passover, the Passover of his death. I'm reading from Matthew 26, 26 to 31. Jesus transforms the Passover meal. He himself will become the lamb that is sacrificed to take away the sins of the world. And when we look at the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, Jesus also becomes the high priest who sacrifices the lamb. In this act, Passover is fulfilled. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom of heaven." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the word of the Lord. Let us stand and sing the hymn 233, "The Old Rugged Cross."